The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, just to let you know, Joy and I will be traveling to Baltimore this weekend. Yes, we have the privilege of being at a church in Baltimore. Oh, don't worry, I'll be back Monday. I'll be back. And by the way, we're driving. We're driving to Baltimore this weekend. We'll be there on Sunday, but I'll be back on the air on Monday. And that's because we're going to Baltimore, Ohio. Yeah, we're going to be at Walnut Creek Baptist Church in Baltimore, Ohio, this coming Sunday. This will be our second time to be with the fine folks at Walnut Creek Baptist, Pastor Michael McManus and the congregation there at Walnut Creek. Wonderful, wonderful church. And we just can't wait to be back for our second time to visit Walnut Creek Baptist Church in Baltimore. We will be there for their Sunday morning service in Baltimore, Ohio. I don't know the address, but you can look it up. Ah, it's 1109 South Main Street in Baltimore, Ohio. 1109 South Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio, Walnut Creek Baptist Church. That's where we will be this coming Sunday. And we are really looking forward. I hesitate to bring this up because I hate name droppers. Well, I don't hate name droppers, but I'm just uncomfortable. I don't like name dropping. You know, you're around some people and they, well, my friend and this and this and this. No. So I hesitated to mention this because I'm not trying to name drop. But please understand. But let me explain why I'm going to share what I'm about to share. Had the opportunity to spend some time with Attorney General Dave Yost this morning. It's a long story why and so forth, but just the Attorney General and myself, he was so very, very gracious to grant me some time. In fact, a lot of time, much more than I anticipated. And the only reason I bring it up is we are really fortunate here in the state of Ohio with our politicians. During my 25 years of pastoring, I was really convinced that all politicians, didn't make any difference whether Republican, Democrat, they were all rotten to the core. They were all self-serving, arrogant, power-hungry. That was just kind of my opinion of all politicians. And sadly, many politicians fit that description. Arrogant, selfish, self-serving, and probably more than anything else, power hungry. But since I've been doing this radio program for 19 and a half years now, I've spent quite a bit of time down at the State House, and I've had the privilege of getting personally acquainted with a lot of representatives, senators, and even a couple of governors. Not best buddies, but I've gotten acquainted with a couple of our governors because I had the privilege of serving on the Governor's Office of Faith-Based and Community Initiative now for, 17, 18 years, I guess. There's only one other guy and myself that are original members, and we're both still on. that I have found there are some wonderful people that are elected officers. I've had the opportunity to meet U.S. Congressman Jim Jordan. I wouldn't call him a friend because I haven't been around him that much, but I've been able to meet with him, interview him, talk with him, and he's a real deal. He is a vibrant Christian, follower of Jesus Christ, and he's a man of convictions and courage. Our governor, now he's a politician. There's no doubt about it. Mike DeWine is a politician. But he's pro-life. And so far, he has kept his promises on the pro-life issue. Taxes and some other issues, not so much. But on the life issue, solid. Larry Householder, Speaker of the House right now, solid pro-life. Larry Obhoff, the president of the Ohio Senate. I am personally invited, I think, almost 20 Ohio politicians to come to our pastor's breakfast a few weeks ago. Personally gave them an invitation to, I think, almost 20 politicians. A few of them got back to me and expressed their regret. We're sorry, we'd like to be there, but we can't be there. Larry Obhoff, the president of the Senate. Busy, 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 busy man. His secretary got back to me and said, Senator Obhoff really wants to come to your breakfast. He really wants to be there. What are the exact times? He's got a busy, busy day. They're working on the budget. He's got an absolutely full schedule that day. But he really wants to be there. And so I gave him the times and so forth. And sure enough, here comes Larry Obhoff into our pastor's breakfast. And he stayed as long as he could possibly stay because he said, I love pastors and I just want to be there. I was impressed with that. And he's solid pro-life. And then our attorney general, who was the former state auditor, Dave Yost. He is a gentleman. He is a Christian. He is a father, a husband, long before he is attorney general. His relationship with Jesus, his relationship with his wife and children, is far more important than his job as Ohio's attorney general. And so I just wanted to mention, when we elected Dave Yost, we got the real deal. Is he perfect? I don't think so. I doubt it. But he's a good man. And he's turned into a good personal friend. He's someone I can honestly say he is a personal friend. And again, I say that not to name drop, but to assure you that we have some good political leaders in the state of Ohio. This is a good time in the state of Ohio. Now, are they politicians? Yep. I am positive that Larry Householder, Speaker of the House, and Larry Obhoff, the President of the Senate, sooner or later, they'll do something that I disapprove of, and they'll make a compromise that I don't like. But overall, we're in good hands in the state of Ohio, and I hope you'll pray for them. All of them, the governor, president of the Senate, speaker of the House, attorney general, all of them are solid conservatives who need your prayers. Who need your prayers. And if they do something that you don't like, pray for them. If you don't like it, contact their office and tell them. That's fine. But pray for our elected leaders. We have some good ones. The other statewide office holders, I don't know them very well, so I can't comment. I'd love to get acquainted with some more of them, but I don't, so I can't comment. But I went through that whole thing just to mention how important it is to pray for our elected leaders. And by the way, love him or hate him or somewhere in between, I believe you have a biblical obligation to pray for Donald Trump. If you hate him, you have a biblical obligation to pray for him. I prayed on a regular basis for Barack Obama. There was almost nothing that I agreed with him on. Almost nothing. But I prayed for him. I prayed that God would give him wisdom, direction. And no, I didn't pray negative, terrible, horrible things on him or about him. I prayed that God would give him wisdom and that he would open his eyes to whatever direction God wanted to lead him. I prayed that for Barack Obama continuously. I do the same for Donald Trump. And I hope you will as well. And by the way, I don't believe we probably have ever had a president as hated as this president. I don't believe we have ever in the history of America had a president that is as hated as Donald Trump is. Pray for his safety. Pray for his safety. And pray for the people who protect him. Secret Service. And when he's out, not only Secret Service, but the local police, the local law enforcement have a huge part of that as well. Pray for them. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, we sometimes talk about dumb animals. Sometimes animals are dumb. But I don't know that animals are nearly as dumb as we humans are sometimes. And even we Christians, we forget the lessons that God teaches us so very, very quickly. I mean, we do. We forget the lessons that God teaches us so quickly. I'm reading through Judges right now in my Bible reading, and this morning, you know, of course, Judges is characterized by there was no king in Israel, and everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. And they did. And you see this pattern all through the Old Testament, but probably not quite as graphic as you see it in the book of Judges. And here's the pattern, and most of you already know where I'm headed on this. God pours out his blessings on his people, the nation of Israel. You know, he brought them, think about how God brought them out of Egypt. Miracles. The children of Israel watched the plagues. They watched the death of the firstborn. They watched the parting of the Red Sea. And the destruction of the entire Egyptian army as the Red Sea folded back in on top of that mighty army. At that time, probably the most mighty, powerful army on planet Earth. And God, with no effort whatsoever, conquered that army for his people. Every morning they saw the manna. It was a miracle. Every single day of their lives in the wilderness, it was a miracle. They opened the tent door. There was the man on the ground, except for the Sabbath. But every other day, there it was. They didn't know what it was. In fact, that's what manna means. They walked out of the door and they said, "What is that?" The Hebrew, manna. What is that? And it was there every single day. They needed water. They get water out of a rock. Try that yourself. Then they came to this big body of water, and it was poisonous. They couldn't drink it. And God showed Moses a tree, a picture of the cross. Moses cuts down the tree, throws it into the water, and it's miraculously healed. Their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. Every day they were surrounded by miracles. And yet they refused to trust God. And then when they got into the land of promise, the second generation, the new generation, got into the promised land, and God just poured out his blessings upon them, and they conquered cities that they never should have conquered, like Jericho, without, I started to say, firing a shot, without drawing a sword. The walls fell down. Miracle of God. But it's not long before they forget the promises of God and the miracles of God, and they turn their back on God. And God says, oh, okay, I'm going to have to bring some enemies on you again. And the enemies come, destroy them, kill them. And they repent and they say, oh, God, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. Please, please. And God says, okay, I forgive you. And he pours out his blessings, pours out his blessings, pours out his blessings. And then they forget again. They forget again. And God says, okay, well, it's time for a little pestilence. And so he brings disease and a whole bunch of them die. And they go, oh, God, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. We're so sorry. And God says, okay, I forgive you. And he pours out his blessing. And that cycle goes on and on and on. And you're reading through and you just go, how dumb are these people? How absolutely dumb are they? The pagan gods couldn't deliver the pagan people. What makes them think that the pagan gods could deliver them? And yet they turn from the God who delivered them and turn to pagan gods. And fast forward to today, 2019. What is today? June 19th. How often, folks, do we forget the blessings and the mercies of God? How often do we forget how God delivered us and supplied our needs in miraculous ways? And we forget, and we doubt, and we cry, and we whimper, and we doubt. Sometimes we just turn our backs on God. In almost 50 years of ministry, I've seen my fair share of people who saw the miracles of God, the deliverance of God, tasted the sweetness of salvation and forgiveness, and then turned their back on God. Human nature has not changed. Sometimes we talk about dumb animals. Sometimes we are far dumber. Folks, don't forget the mercies of God, the blessings of God, the forgiveness of God, the power of God. Don't forget. Don't forget. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.